money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I am. I can't believe 2024 is winding down. Anybody else out there like shocked, dismayed?
It seems just not that long ago we were having this conversation about the end of 2023.
But you know what you say to me every year? Oh, just wait. It'll be Christmas before you know it. That's what you tell me in February. And I'm like, yeah, it's here. Yeah, Christmas come and gone. Hope you had a nice time with family and friends. Mm-hmm. For those of you who didn't, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
It's always a risky comment.
I know. I don't know what to say.
Well, as we come into the last show of the year, we've got, it's just Reb and I in the studio.
I think we're just
going to
call it the last show of the year. Will always asks us, what do you want to call that show? And I'm like,
the last show of the year with Dave and Reb. I'm getting a thumbs up from Will. He's giving me the heads up. So here we go.
There you go. That's what, yeah, spoiler alert, it's the last show of the year. Anyway,
so well, welcome. We do pray that you had a wonderful Christmas in remembering the birth of Christ and celebrating that. And of course, part of that is being with your community and mm-hmm. and enjoying that
and still enjoying that
and continuing to. Yeah. So yeah. Very cool. So today's show, I guess, again, we'll start with that little bit of housekeeping. Notmine.ca sponsoring today's show have been great support for us this year. So really mm-hmm. want to take the opportunity specifically to thank all of the people who have sponsored shows and helped us make the show, whether that's guests, whether that's the behind the scenes people like Will and the team at CHRI here as we are in the studio producing and all like you just can't imagine it. You start thinking about all those people that are involved and you go, oh my goodness, there's just so many people who give us words of encouragement along the way and say, hey, that was a, you know, that part of your show touched me. That, I mean, I'm thankful for all of those things.
Okay. I was listening. I was thinking about last week's show and the part that touched me was the picture I talked about was the picture of pulling out your finances from the hidden places under the table and actually bringing them into the light of Christ. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, that was, I might have to visit that.
Re-listen to that
part. Yeah, that was really profound. So if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it.
Yeah. So the fun part about technology and all of that is there, you know, we can go back to any of the shows that we've done over the last 7 years. Is it 7 years?
We're in our eighth.
So thank you. Just start the today's show just with thankfulness on my heart and able to express that to all of you who are listening and watching and all of the people who are helping to make it happen.
Yeah. So. Thanks. Okay.
Thanks, honey, for being here. The show would not be the same if it were just Let's Talk Money with Dave. So
no, it certainly wouldn't. No. And you would maybe flounder every week without a topic. So
there wouldn't be a show if it was Let's Talk Money with Dave.
So. I do the topic finding and the people finding. So if anyone has any thing they want to learn in 2025 and we can dig into that, please let us know and send us a message to morethanenough.ca. So, okay, Psalm 77. Today, it is the end of the year show. So what are we going to do? What do we always do? For those of you who do not like talking about the heart issues of money, for those of you who don't like to dig in and remember, for those of you who aren't A-type personalities or business people, stay tuned anyway. I'm really sorry. It struck me the other day. Someone said to me, actually, one of my girlfriends is, do people really want to do the heart work? Does anyone really want to dig in and go into the places of their past are people who do. And I realize like, there might be a specific niche of people who listen to the show and want to do hard things around money. So thank you. But Psalm 77, we're going to talk about remembering today. And I want to read some great verses from Psalm 77. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the peoples. You have with your arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. I could go into the next parts because it talks about how nature responds to God. But we want to remember today and give thanks to God for how he's brought us through. Yes, you all have probably crazy stories of things that have happened to you this year. You'd have to be buried under a rock to not notice the financial stress that some folks are feeling. So we understand that, but we still want to remember and declare that the works of the Lord are wonderful, that he is the God who does wonders, that we can meditate on the things that he has done in the past, in the history of the world, but also in our own past, in our own histories, meditate on them and then talk of his deeds and share those things. So that's kind of where we're going today.
Right, right. And a good place to start. I mean, when we think about, you know, as is, I will say, pretty typical of this year, you and I do this quite a lot, is as we look back at this time of year, we look back and, you know, there's some things we try and remember. There's some things we desperately try and forget. There's some things that, and it's a great exercise but in the context of thankfulness, in the context of seeing where was God at work in my life or in our life as a couple or in our life at the business and what's going on there and taking some intentional time just even within the context of our own lives to say,
like you and me, we were talking. Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to do that definitely over this holiday season. Mm-hmm. So where do we start? Like I said last week, we start with a question sometime for these shows, and then it spirals and tributaries into all different places. The question I had asked myself, and I was wondering about all you who listen, is, are there commitments you've made in 2024 that you haven't met? Are there financial commitments that you haven't met? I was talking to Dave about this, and I said, like, the most basic one is we sign a contract with our credit card company. I don't know if we sign a contract. Do we actually sign?
When you get a card,
well, you may, sign yeah, the this back is the card, right.
Typically, that's the way it works.
Usually, we just don't read all of the details. Mm-hmm. We just say we've read the details. You know, it says, have you read and agree? Well, we just click because we don't want to read five pages of lawyerese, I guess. So we commit to paying our credit cards off every 18 days or whatever it is now. And I can't say, like, we don't think of that as a commitment we're not keeping, right? And I mean, that might be a really, I don't mean it to be a dark example, but it's the truth. Like, we agree to pay back and we agree, at least we agree to pay the minimum amount, right? We have a minimum fee. So is that a commitment you've been able to keep? Is there a commitment that you've said, you know what, I borrowed this money from my neighbor and I'm going to make the payments? Like, how have you been doing on that commitment? Have you, did you make a commitment in a split second moment and shook your hand in a pledge and now you can't fulfill that? You know, we have to revisit these and then bring them to the Lord and say, you know, what do we do now? But that's what the question that started today's show. And I'm just dropping that there.
Right, right.
But that's a part of reflecting back on our year financially. You know, how have we done? But the place we do want to start before we go into the, oh man, I'm just turning Dave Redbaugh off this morning because I have not fulfilled my commitments. We would just want to actually stop and start with the thankful part and praise to God part. So what are you thankful for 2024, specifically in the area of your finances? But what would you say, Dave, that you're thankful for? Like, if we're going to be...
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a pretty simple guy, for those of you who don't know me. I mean,
he says he's simple, but I don't agree.
I go right back to, you know, we have good health. We have, you know, I get up in the morning and, you know, I'm drawing breath and, you know, I live in a home. I mean, some of these things, I just kind of stay right into the simplicity of, you know, I'm safe. We live in a country where, you know, I'm not worried about bombs going off. There's many places in the world where, you know, they're not safe. There's many places in North America where people are not safe. And I'm thankful for some of those just simple things that, you know, the safety, the ability for us to have a home and transportation.
So you're thankful for all those things.
Like, yeah, again, all of those just simple things. I wake up very, very conscious of those every day.
Hmm. Well, maybe you're more simple than I thought you were. I'm just kidding. But what financially, that doesn't talk to our finances. Are you thinking, you know what I'm grateful for? Mm-hmm. We unexpectedly redid a video series that you're going to hear mm-hmm. more about in 2025
right.
related to the book I wrote, which just came out again, the second expanded edition, which we're going to read from today. Here. Oh, yeah. We have a copy here in the studio today. So I'm really grateful for that, for the provision to get the expanded edition out. I'm thankful for the unexpected way God provided for the cost of the recording of the videos. Mm. And maybe that'll be a story for another time, but it came in beautiful, unexpected ways. And
I will say this, it came in answer to a prayer, which was really, Lord, do you actually want us to go ahead, like,
and again, redo these videos,
there's a lot more story there. But the reality was, is you and I were praying and our team was praying just literally about, we're at a junction where we either are going to move forward and there, you know, this is what it's going to look like moving forward, or we're just going to stop and mm-hmm. okay, there it is. We're not going to do it. And the Lord just graciously made it obvious that He, in fact, wanted the content. He wanted that video series to make it out into the world. And so
we're working on it still. Yeah. But
this year.
So 2025, Lord willing, it'll be in your hand. Yeah.
We're still in 2024. I'm thinking this year, but 2025.
As the Lord wills, it says in James, mm-hmm. you know, you make your plan. But I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for God meeting us in very practical, tangible ways. Mm-hmm. So that is one thing. And I mean, when we reflect on the year, and we're encouraging you to do this and sit down with your family or just yourself for an hour, you know, give thanks for some of the things that have happened in your life financially. You know, what have you learned about mm-hmm. your finances?
And maybe these are some questions that, you know, as you sit down with the family, you're like, I don't know how to do that. And we'll sit around the table and we've got a couple of questions that we ask.
Yeah. Right?
You know, where have you seen God at work? You just ask that. You know, what have you learned? Like, so you can go around the table and say, what have you learned? Just everybody, one thing that you learned in 2024, mm-hmm. right? You know, how have you grown? And, you know, that might be something that I could say, you could say, well, how have you grown, Reb? And I could say, well, I've seen you grow like this. So this might be a little bit of a, hey, how have you seen the person on your left grow?
And that's really encouraging, actually, because sometimes you think, you know, especially the older you get and the closer you get to God, the more like, oh man, I got so much work to do inside. But having someone say, you know, I've really seen you become, you know, kinder or, you know, more patient and be specific. So, oh yeah, you're more patient. Well, when? Well, actually, when you relate to our children.
Now, I know with Serena, we're listening to this show and we said, how have you grown? She would literally take us to the wall and go, look, at December 2023, I was this tall. Yep. And December 2024,
she's taller than all the women in the house.
So we know her answer for that. Would be, you know, how have you grown, Serena? Well, it would be
But then the other question underneath this, as you are giving thanks and reflecting, is what can you celebrate? Mm-hmm. You know, is there something you can celebrate? You can celebrate, oh, I'm more kind, I'm more patient, or like celebrating, man, we did the video series. Man, we actually, at the beginning of the year, we did not know what was going to happen with the reprinting of our book because we're self-published. And at the end of the year, we have the book in our hand. That to me is something to celebrate. So I'm just really grateful for it. Yeah, lots of things. So, okay, the second one, because we're already halfway through the show and we want to cover two more things that you can do. We talk about lament and grief. And we want to make sure we visit those spaces that have been hard, that we don't dismiss them, that we don't brush them off. And we grieve some things. We've grieved the losses. And maybe some of you have lost family. You have sickness, or my girlfriend just told me about cancer that's returned for her mother-in-law. And these things are really hard. Are they financial? Not necessarily, but they do affect our mental, our physical abilities to process situations. And finances can just be left behind then when we're struggling in other areas. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we visit these spaces. So one thing, you know, the questions are like, what's been hard? What's been hard to face? Has it been hard to face the fact that you've lost your job, or that your dollars just aren't stretching as far as they did a year ago? What's been a struggle for you? And what's been disappointing? All of those things are good to talk about. And you can talk about them in the family context or on your own. I wanted to read or get, I don't know if you want to
I've read. Got it, but before, while I pass the book to you about kind of the if we go back to Psalm 77, you read some really encouraging parts. But if you go a few verses before that in verse 7, this is what it says in verse 7. So you started at verse 11.
I did. I skipped over the hard verses.
I'm now backing up to verse 7. Because
okay, this is I want to avoid the hard stuff. So I just went to the nice verses.
Well, and absolutely, right? So in Psalm 77, it's verse 7. It says, "Will the Lord cast off forever?" Question mark. And will he be favorable no more? Question mark. Has his mercy ceased forever? Wow. Question mark. Has his promise failed forever? Question mark. Has God forgotten to be gracious? Question mark. Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Question mark. Verse 10 says, "And I said, in my anguish, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High." And then we go to verse 11.
"I will remember the works of the Lord. I will remember his wonders of old." So he,
and
oh
it's
man, that's
totally,
amazing.
I mean, we are giving you license if that's what you need to sit around the table and have a moment of reflection that is lamenting, that is asking some of these questions. Maybe some of these questions are exactly what you need to articulate. And as maybe as a family, or maybe just a couple, or maybe just all by yourself before the Lord. And again, I think it's really important. And if it takes saying yes to from us, then yes, take a moment to ask those questions and then move into, you know, really, it's appropriate to lament.
It is. And this moves beyond complaining. And complaining is, you know, we can complain and we just, it's like going in a circle. Like you just can't get out of it. But lament actually directs the questions you have and the discouragements to God himself. And I, in the book, I quote our friend Brian Dirksen, because he's a big advocate of lament in worship. And he says this: "Lament is part of being human. It's the gathering up of our pain, our disappointments, our confusion. And with that gathering up, it's bringing that expression to God. I think that is part of what is inherent in the word lament. It is our pain, but it is where that pain is directed. I think God already knows the condition of our lives and our hearts, but he is like a good father who wants us to trust him enough to share it." So it's directing it toward him. It's going on that walk and saying, "I'm not so happy with you about this. What do I do now? Like, are you going to forget me forever? Has your mercy been shut up?" Take Psalm 77 with you. I mean, the beauty about the Psalms is that David has taught us to lament, pour our hearts out. But then he says, "But I will trust in your unfailing love because I have seen you at work.
And I'm going to speak for all those people that are not really creative like me and saying, you know, this is where the psalm, you know, using the words of a psalm, or maybe it's a song, but using someone else's words, mm-hmm. because it just articulates exactly, you know, we've asked that question. I certainly have asked the, mm-hmm. those questions of the Lord in those seasons where you're going, Lord, like, have you cast me off? You know, where's the favor of the Lord? I keep hearing that, like all of these questions and being able to just read through that scripture mm-hmm. and to, in a sense, lament through that part of the scripture. But of course, as we know with lament, one of the wonders and I'm going to say mystery of lament is that it does move you on.
It does. It is, you know, the mystery
it gives
of lament.
You, again, the, mm-hmm. you don't stay in lament. It actually moves you along to be able to go, you know, again, getting to verse 11 in Psalm 77 and say, it moves you to, wait a minute, I can remember
right.
the works of the Lord and I can remember his wonder
yeah.
In that.
Okay, so we have a few minutes left, mm-hmm. but we want to talk just briefly about repenting. Turning back, changing our minds. The word repent, you can look at it's metanoia, and it means literally to change your mind. Mm. And it's turning 180 degrees, going in another direction. It's Romans 12, verse 2. Don't be conformed to the pattern of this mm-hmm. world. Be transformed by renewing your mind. So then you will know God's good and pleasing, perfect will for you. There's some things that we talk about it more than enough. And even in a piece in the book I wrote, because in our finances, that repentance, changing our minds is really important. So mm-hmm. we come and we confess. We say, Lord, I have not been thinking about this area of finances correctly. I repent. I want to turn to your way of thinking. And then we say, I receive your forgiveness. And this process of confessing repentance and forgiveness, receiving it, is a part of our transformation in our finances.
And it's the interaction that we really have with Christ, that this is why Christ came and lived among yes. us and showed us the kingdom of heaven. How is it that we can live so that we could change from the ways of this world into the kingdom ways? Jesus, that is why he walked among us. And I get to read from your book. So the new expanded version and edition, and here on page 217, you write, as I follow the way of Jesus in my journey of transformation, the gifts of confession, repentance, and forgiveness are keys to living his way. This three-step process is more than just saying sorry and feeling shame. It starts with changing my mind, making a concrete decision to turn from one way of thinking to another, from one way of living to another. It involves humility, acknowledging my shortcomings, expressing them to God, and maybe to others, and taking the time with God to hear his truth, to know his love, and to receive his forgiveness. It is as simple as a few words flowing from the heart of love of God. It is as simple as these few words flowing from a heart of love for God. I confess, I repent, and I receive your forgiveness. This is part of restoration and transformation. Mm. Good words, Reb.
Yeah, well, I have lived it and I believe it, and I'm still trying to learn to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, this is part of the journey. We don't just do this once.
No, it is
the ongoing yes. journey.
But at the end of the year, as we look back on, you know, mm-hmm. what we've been thankful for, as we've grieved and lamented, there may be some parts that we need to confess that, you know, we haven't handled so well. And mm-hmm. this is part of it. But you know, you really have to say out loud, Jesus, Father, I receive your forgiveness, and actually accept it and forgive yourself maybe in the process.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we've talked about really these three key components, you know, and again, maybe there's a way that you can sit down for a period of time, either alone with your spouse or with the family, and go, let's start by just giving thanks around the table, or giving thanks and acknowledging. If you're a journaler like Reb is, then writing that out. And then, you know, acknowledging and lamenting some of the things that just simply haven't gone the way that we thought they should, or the way that they did, or again, being able and given permission to lament and to work through that process. And then, of course, you know, that repent and saying, okay, I'm going to change, and I'm going to turn a different way, or I'm going to start looking to, again, Christ, lead me in your way. You're the one who said, I'm going to show you the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Well, show us the kingdom. And that's a great prayer, a prayer of repentance.
And I think that what we talked about last week before Christmas was the light of Christ shining in. And we want to do all these steps with him. Mm-hmm. He's showing us the way. And it's really at the end of the show.
Well,
Will just gave us but the one thing we want to do too, and we'll talk about it as we head into next year, because next week's show is 2025. We're going to talk about entrusting the year to the Lord. Maybe there are some things that you've been holding on to, some things that you have to release into his care, some things that you're carrying that are heavy and that you want to entrust to him and say, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put them in your backpack, Lord, and you're going to carry it because it's just way too heavy for me. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a bit, I think. Oh, what do you think?
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about that next time, and some words that we have for our year ahead. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of excited that we hope will help you on your financial journey. So that's for next time.
Yeah. Well, Lord, again, as we come to the end of the show, but also as we look forward to the end of 1 year, 2024, and the beginning of a new year, 2025. And Lord, as again, you equip us for all these seasons. You give us what we need. And so as we look in your word and we look at how we can live out your kingdom, Lord, I just pray that today would be a day of change and a day of looking ahead with anticipation to what you're going to do in the season ahead and in the year ahead. So we thank you for the past. We thank you for this past year. And again, we look forward to how you're going to be at work in 2025. Amen.
All right.
Well, there we are. The end of another year.
Another year. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. And also thank you that you have come through a whole year with us. And we are so glad that you are still managing your finances, listening to the Lord, and we look forward to talking money with you
next year.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.